baby. You just a bomb on me. You burn my thrills. You burn my thrills.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Kate James.
So when you fly the friendly skies and you have to get up from your seat and you go to the back of the plane in that little room and you take care of business, do you ever wonder where does that business go? Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, I usually think it stays there for the ground crews, but I don't know.
Do you know it could end up on someone's Sweet 16 party?
Oh, no.
So the story we have is that an airplane dumped, let's just call it waste, on a girl's birthday party. This according to the family. This does give new meaning to the term party pooper. A Levittown, Pennsylvania family says their daughter's Sweet 16 birthday party was ruined when a passing airplane dropped human waste on the celebration. Now, you might think, well, how does that happen? Well, they have to empty the plane's toilet situation every once in a while, but why would they do it over land?
Really? You would think they would wait until they go to the ocean or any body of water to let it loose.
Now, this took place in Levittown, Pennsylvania, which is not far from the Atlantic Ocean. If you're in a plane, you could be over the Atlantic Ocean in about 2.5 minutes from Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Right. Hold off on pressing that button just a little bit, can we?
Or do the pilots just get a little punchy? You know what? Let's have some fun. Boom. We're going to dump the waste right here. Does that happen?
That is mean if it does.
All right. So let's set the scene here. Joe Cambray, the birthday girl's stepfather, said he was playing some horseshoes in the backyard when out of nowhere, something nasty rained down on the gathering. This according to Fox 29 in good old Philadelphia. Hello, Philadelphia. Thankfully, a canopy erected for the party shielded most of the guests. Now, when you bought the canopy for the party, you probably thought, it's going to be a little warm, so we'll provide some shade for the kids, so when the girls are blowing out the candles, or the girl is blowing out the candles, it'll make for just a wonderful scene. Little did you know that the canopy would come in handy to stop the rain of you-know-what on the parade.
Oh, boy. Plop, plop, plop. Oh, can you imagine that sitting underneath that canopy all of a sudden? Plop, 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 plop.
Out of nowhere from the sky comes a bunch of feces landing hard on the canopy. Again, this according to the stepfather, Joe Cambray. We just gotten done with the cake, thank goodness, Cambray's sister Christy Rogie said, because within 2 minutes, something fell from the sky. It was brown. It was everywhere. It got on everything. It was downright disgusting. My goodness.
I can't imagine that. I cannot imagine. And I'm so surprised none of it pierced through the canopy.
That's true.
From the altitude at which it was let go, if you will.
This wasn't a crop duster. This is a major commercial airliner.
Oh, no.
So when they let this thing go, it is picking up quite a rate of speed as it's heading down onto Levittown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what? At least they were done with the cake. Because happy birthday to you. Wow. The family has filed a complaint with the Federal Aviation Administration after Rogie used a smartphone app to figure out there were 5 planes overhead at the time of the incident. Wait a minute. You know, here's the thing. You're at the party and all of a sudden it starts raining you know what. You have the wherewithal to whip out the phone and start searching for the FAA app to find out what's flying overhead at that moment?
I know.
Really?
That's one resourceful person, though.
That is not the first thing that would come to mind to remedy the situation. You know, let me see. Right now, it's United Flight 462 en route from Buffalo to Philadelphia.
And hey, Joe, there are 4 behind it.
Yes. So watch out, because there's more coming. Believe it or not, the airborne waste problem is reported with some frequency. In 2012, a New York couple said they were splattered with airborne waste from an airplane as it flew overhead. In 2013, a woman in England reported that a frozen chunk of waste had crashed through her roof, thus proving your physics theorem of a few minutes ago that these suckers are pretty hard and they are falling fast and can do quite a lot of damage.
Yeah, I can't believe it. The canopy withheld that impact.
Wow. You know, this could be a whole new form of warfare.
It is. I'm telling you, I'm buying a canopy every time I just want to go out of my house.
How are we going to defeat ISIS? Well, we're going to let commercial airliners dump their waste tanks right over where they have their camps. Last year, a New Zealand woman whose home was pelted with what she says was human waste from an airplane was furious when the country's Civil Aviation Administration tried to blame the mess on ducks.
Ducks?
Now, those have to be some pretty powerful ducks to be able to power out things like that. And a duck is... How high is a duck flying?
Oh, exactly. Come on.
Not that high.
No, not that high. And what are they eating?
Yeah, the ducks would have a serious digestive problem if that
was
the case.
Eating some some beans, yeah,
and a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
Let's see. This New Zealand woman said, "I fought it hard. We got tests done that proved it was human matter, and even at that point, the CAA still kicked their heels in. They wouldn't have a bar of it," the dumping victim, who did not want to be identified, told the New Zealand Herald. Well, the FAA's term for frozen airplane waste is blue ice.
But it's not even blue. Where are they getting blue ice from?
Here. After the chemical that's added to toilet water to help deodorize and break down waste. It's just like when you clean your toilet at home and you know it's been freshly cleaned because the water is then blue for a while.
Right, I understand. But if the people on the ground say it's coming down brown, what happens? The blue kind of dissipates as
it's heading
down?
And what if you're colorblind? Then you have no idea what's falling on you. So I guess maybe it's blue when the water hits it at first, but when it freezes, it turns brown, and I guess it's still used. I guess the term blue ice is still used, so they can still identify it. I don't know.
I think it's their attempt to make it sound pretty.
You've really confused me at this point.
Yeah.
Usually, ground crews dispose of the waste once the plane has landed. The agency acknowledges that lavatory leaks can occur in the air, but says the usual culprits behind flyby poopings are flocks of migratory birds. Of course, because they don't want to admit any sort of liability, any sort of responsibility, because when these giant frozen chunks are dropped from, 10,000 feet, my goodness, that can cause a lot of damage.
That is really, that alters the way I think about going outside now.
Talk about an unidentified flying object. It looked like 100 birds flew over and went to the bathroom simultaneously, Cambry told Fox Philadelphia. This poor girl.
This
is her sweet 16.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I feel so bad for the girl, but she has one great story as she gets older.
Can you imagine what these kids said when they went home? Mom, guess what happened? And all of a sudden you sent your kid out to the party, nice new shirt or whatever, and you come home and it's ruined.
And these days, parents spend a lot of money on sweet 16 parties.
Yes, they do.
So this is quite the investment that got ruined.
Yes, they do. All right, so we turn to another story here on the program. Mm-hmm. Australian police, they went into a guy's house and it turned out the guy was an alleged stoner. And they found his to-do list that he recently posted on his refrigerator. So what did the police do? They posted it on Twitter. Someone in Western Australia was left red-faced and possibly with a ruined high Thursday after police executing a search warrant on a house in Coolbellup, south of Perth, found a weed smoker's to-do list. The unnamed person had apparently written out in careful detail a list of activities to tick off for their coming Saturday, including at the end plans to go home and get a stick and then chop up and get stoned. Unfortunately for the person concerned, Murdoch Police Force found the list during the search and posted it on Twitter, leading to guffaws all around the social media platform. All right, here it is. And again, the cops say this is legit. This is the list that was on his refrigerator. His to-do list contained these 10 items for Saturday. The first one was
get up and get ready.
All right, because we all need to get up in the morning. We normally don't need to be reminded to get up, nor do we have to be reminded that we have to get ready.
Yeah, usually the alarm clock does that for you. That's
exactly right. Mm-hmm. The second was
get bus fare.
All right, because you're thinking, all right, I have this big day planned, so I got to make sure I have my $1.25 to go on my bus and off I need to go. And when you have the bus fare, that leads to number three, which is
go to bus stop. Not that he couldn't think about going to the bus stop because he has bus fare
paid. But you know what? He was thinking ahead. He wanted to have the bus fare before he went to the bus stop, because nothing is more frustrating is getting to the bus stop and realizing I forgot to take the bus fare.
Oh, boy.
Number four was
catch the 5:13 bus.
All right. So now he wanted to go someplace specific. Yeah. So he had to figure out the bus route. So he got out his bus schedule and he learned that it's the 5:13 bus. So right now, Mr. Stoner is actually pretty good here because he got up, he got ready, he got the bus fare, he went to the bus stop, and he's going to catch that 5:13 bus. And he was doing it to
go get lunch, but not just any lunch.
Yes.
Okay. He has to remember to get the chips and gravy. So he puts that in parentheses.
Chips and gravy. Everybody needs a shopping list. You know what, folks? Even when I head down to the old supermart, even if it's a couple things, I'll forget one or the other. So chips and gravy. So now he's going to go get lunch, the chips and gravy, which leads to number six.
Go to Mart and shop.
Because you can't get the chips and the gravy unless you actually get to the Mart and do the shopping.
Exactly.
Number seven, he's down. Now, I'm assuming he's done with the shopping here. So number seven.
Go to bus stop.
Because if you're going to go out, you got to get home somehow. Now, you're not going to walk, especially in his condition. And then here, we're going to veer off course a little bit to number eight.
go and dye hair, but it doesn't say where.
No.
It just says go and dye hair.
Could be anywhere.
So
you know
I guess
what?
The hair dye is in his bag at this point.
I would imagine. A little nice and easy on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Little bottle of water. 1, 2, 3. Things are going to be taken care of. You get home a whole new person. And then we get to number 9, which is...
go home and get a stick.
All right. For those folks such as me that don't partake in such a thing, I would imagine that stick has something to do with some sort of drug paraphernalia.
Okay.
We'll leave it right there.
Right.
And the last one, number 10.
Chop up and get stoned.
Well, there you go. That's a full working day, folks, because when you're a person that lives this kind of life, if you've chosen to follow the lifestyle of a stoner per se, you need these 10 items, and it gets to be a very neat and tidy little day. The force later responded to incredulous queries as to whether the list was indeed genuine. Yes, the to-do list was authentic, the force tweeted. I don't think any of us here could make it up if we tried. And they actually put it on a hashtag, no sense of humor. So the life of a stoner. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.